My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
As the Guardians try to whittle down those magic numbers to get into the playoffs, so we continue on with that. Should be a great crowd at the ballpark. Then you've got Nicki Minaj, who's right next door. I mean, that's going to be packed. And then the big one, you got Rod Stewart and you got Billy Joel over at Huntington Bank Field.
Well done.
Thank you. I don't know why, but I want to say something else at the end.
It's clunky. We'll get used to it. We'll all get used to it.
I think it's the field part of it. Right? That's the you're just trying to get used to it.
It had been blank stadium. You know what? It just hit me.
Why? Because we're so used to saying Jacobs Field. I think to me that's in the back of my head when I say field, and you immediately revert back to your childhood, and then prenatal. You think, well, okay, Jacobs Field. That's baseball. But now we're Huntington Bank Field. So now I feel better about that.
Right. You'll get used to it. It's all gonna, you know, it. In due time, we will all get used to this.
Okay, so here's what we have laid out for you this hour. Obviously, it's always a big 1 o'clock hour on a Friday before the Browns play on Sunday. You know why. You will hear from Kevin Stefanski. At least we're hoping to hear from Kevin Stefanski, especially with all the injuries going on with this team right now and all the craziness that's going on. So Kevin is scheduled to speak. We're thinking it's going to be around 1:15, 1:20, 1:30.
It will be shortly.
So somewhere in there. Okay, and then right after that, you know, we'll talk a little bit about what he had to say. And then at 1:40, it is your chance to come out strong, very, very strong, Northeast Ohio. And you know the game. It's called Quick Predicts. You tell us the score of the Browns game against Jacksonville on Sunday, and then give us Monday morning's headline. And we keep score. We try to figure out what the score, the actual score of the game is going to be. It's never right, but at least it's fun to try.
It makes us laugh.
Yeah, there's effort there. It's like, yeah, you know what? You make mistakes, but you're going to have some effort there. And then what you want to do later in the hour, don't do it now, 216-474-0092. But if you want to try to get in, you're more than welcome to. All right, so what we like to do to get things going in a 1 o'clock hour on a Friday, we do two keys and a lock. This week on Two Keys and a Lock, it's Dan Menigan, myself, and Andrew Hody. Are we worried about that?
Nah, we'll be fine.
You have nothing to fear, Andy. Come on.
Come on.
You're already setting me off. All right, here we go. Ready? Key number one, Dan Menigan.
So key number one is you got to find easy rhythm throws for Deshaun Watson to get him in a rhythm. This has been a tumultuous week. This is not it gone out. Anybody has wanted it to go coming off of a horrible performance. Then the allegation that came out earlier this week. If you are going to play him, you have got to make life easy on him early. Get him a couple easy completions some quick slants, Eddie even screen passes, something that he could get some confidence going and get cooking from there. Key number one is get Watson going early with something easy.
All right, key number one from Dan Menigan. Key number one from Andrew Hody.
For me, it's QB pressure on the defense. I don't think there was too much QB pressure last week from Myles Garrett and Za'Darius Smith, although there was some. I think it needs to be a lot better going into this week because I think the defense is going to be the key to defeating the Jacksonville Jaguars on Sunday.
All right, that's key number one from Andrew Hody. I will give you my key number one. And, you know, I spend a lot of time talking to Keith off mic, and we go through a lot of, you know, we sit down, we watch tape sometimes, we break down film. He's got a little telestrator that he has on his laptop. And so I watch him draw plays. And so Keith and I were sitting and talking about this, and we were talking about the keys to the game. And probably the biggest key I got from him going into this game is tackle. And, you know, look, the guys are on the field today, right? So we're hoping that we're going to get some production out of either Jed Wills or Jack Conklin. I got to feel like Conklin's closer to getting back on the field than Wills. Could you imagine if they had both these guys back this week? I think that would be a major improvement, and it would really, really, really help out Deshaun Watson. So my first key is just at least having one of those guys back this week. If that happens, good things happen for the Browns on Sunday starting at 1 o'clock. Now, my friends, key number two, Dan Menigan.
Key number two for me is get pressure on Trevor. When Trevor Lawrence has time to take his drops, he will pick you apart. He is good in clean pockets. He is a good quarterback in this league, but if you start to get pressure on him, you start to get him to move, and he can't exactly get the ball down the field the way that he likes to, he becomes very one-dimensional. And so that is key number two for me, is get pressure on Trevor. If you look at that game against the Dolphins, in the first half, he was able to have time. He was able to deliver the ball on time and on target to those receivers. In the second half, he only threw one pass over 10 yards. That's because the defense started getting after him. Key number two, get after Trevor.
There you have that. All right, Dan Menigan, his second key. He's getting ready to give us his lock. I can see him. He's got steam. That's coming up here in a second. Hody, key number two.
Key number two for me is Deshaun Watson. I think we need to see him throw a little bit more downfield, especially taking some shots. We really
remind you both of that phone number and our X account there at CLE Talking Heads, because we are getting set to do quick predicts here coming up in less than 20 minutes. You know how to play the game. Like, we talk about this every week. I want to just make sure everyone knows we've been doing it for 13 years now. It is a tradition like, I don't know, like every other one, I guess. So it is.
There will be no snootiness here.
No, not at all.
Our wrappers are any color you want them to be. They're not all green.
You tell us the score of the Browns game against Jacksonville on Sunday, and then you get to proceed with Monday morning's headline.
There will be no zip-tied azaleas here.
None. Can we spray paint the grass?
Maybe a little.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
Or have wires holding up branches.
Hey, whatever it takes, man. Exactly. As long as it looks good on TV.
Darn right. That course is pristine. It blew me away when I was down there.
Yeah, what was the biggest takeaway you got from that?
It was pristine. I mean, it looked like it was the most well-manicured place I have ever been in my life. It blew me away.
Did you feel like you were in, like, a jewelry store that you couldn't feel comfortable
yes,
in?
Yes, like, not a piece of
that, pine. No, that you couldn't feel comfortable. Like, I know one you can feel comfortable
in. Well, of course you know one you feel comfortable in. Yes.
But,
yes.
Like, one of those ones where, like, you were a kid and your parents would walk you in there and they'd, like, hold your hand and they're like, don't touch anything. Is that how you felt when you were
it
there?
It felt a little bit like that. It felt like, you know, don't walk on the grass even though everything is grass. Like, put it this way, every piece of pine straw is put down with care. So, we'll see. It's going to be interesting. Mike Tomlin says Russell Wilson will be questionable against Denver.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Are you surprised?
A little bit.
Is that an upgrade? Do you feel like that's an upgrade?
I think it's an upgrade from where he was last week, where they had, you know, because he was saying earlier, hey, it's Justin Fields. We're preparing as though Justin Fields is beginning to start, is going to start this game. And here we are in a position where Tomlin's talking Russell Wilson. Now, I don't know how much of a difference it's going to be.
Steelers have Broncos this week, right? Is that it? Yeah.
Yes, I believe that is correct.
Yeah.
Which, oh boy, Bo Nix. Ooh, Bo Nix. Hopefully he looks better this week because, oof.
That it was, is. I feel like ugly. We're saying this about a lot of quarterbacks, that other than one guy that used to play here is down in Tampa, and maybe just because Washington isn't that good. I don't know. I don't want to belittle what he did, because I'll take any quarterback that can throw four touchdown passes.
All right, injury report, which is brought to you by the Friday injury report, brought to you by Slater and Zurs. Experience you need, results you want. Visit SlaterZurs.com to get your free consultation. Jedrick Wills, David Njoku are out. Jack Conklin listed as questionable. Those are the only Browns injury designations. Jedrick Wills out. David Njoku out. Jack Conklin listed as questionable on the Friday injury report. Brought to you by Slater and Zurs. Experience you need, results you want. Visit SlaterZurs.com to get your free consultation. Andy, I don't love not having Jedrick Wills be completely out and Conklin questionable. Conklin questionable is where we were last week.
And then we found out right before the game that he wasn't playing.
That he wasn't playing. Oof.
I just talking to Mary Kay and talking to Daryl, too, that it sounded like he might have been close last week. But they just didn't feel like pulling the trigger at the end. So I don't know if we're in the same boat or if we're close. Maybe we'll find out when Kevin Stefanski speaks here in a couple of seconds.
Yeah, should be shortly. We should get Kevin Stefanski to get an answer because, boy, with that being known, who's going to play left tackle? Because if you're going to pull Jack Conklin out from not playing for a year and then have him play the opposite position of what he typically plays, that's an ask. That is a definite ask.
Well, now, don't you think you're going right back to James Hudson? I don't know why you – I mean – I'm not saying that's the perfect answer, but why wouldn't you go back to Hudson?
You put Hudson at left tackle? Because, yeah. Boy, Micah Parsons had his way with James Hudson in that game.
Well, if Conklin can't play, you're back to Hudson and Jones again.
Well, that's very true.
So I don't know what else you can't do.
If Conklin can, do you put him on the right where he's at his natural position and move Jones, who hasn't played left? I think, was he a right tackle or left tackle at O-State? I can't remember. Oh, gosh.
He played both. I thought he played left. Both. Okay. Think I'm
yeah, correct us if we're wrong. That's the only talking heads. I'm doing this off the top of my head, so I apologize if I'm incorrect.
I only watched every game he played there. No, I can't.
But then move Jack Conklin to left tackle where he hasn't played since he was in college at Michigan State? Like, good golly, that's an ask right there. I mean, but boy, James Hudson was ugly in that game. And again, Micah Parsons is really, really good. So that is going to play a part in this. But on that side, you got Josh Hines-Allen, who has been outstanding for the Jags and can get to the quarterback and all that stuff with the best of them. This is going to get interesting once again. And if you want your quarterback to get rhythm and you want your quarterback to get cranking, boy, oh boy, not having two starting tackles in there is an ugly, ugly thing. We now go live to Berea for Browns head coach Kevin Stefanski.
All right, there you have it. Kevin Stefanski, his press conference. You don't rarely hear a coach ever talk about another team. I know he's joking about Dallas, but, you know, I guess he got his tight end in this week. So, or we'll find out. He hasn't really made a decision. I guess that and then the other big news from the press conference today, no Jed Wills, as we kind of maybe a little bit expected. He's been ruled out for Sunday's game, so they don't know who is going to play at left tackle as of right now. You know what's next. It's Quick Predicts. You're going to tell us the score of the game on Sunday, and then you're going to give us Monday morning's headline. That is what is straight ahead right here. Baskin and Phelps with Dan Menigan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.